Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in Thursday edition, Fesco in the morning. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Ryan Witkowski producing.
Hello.
We had a chance to chat with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. Last year we had a good football season without having a preseason. So from his perspective, what will having a preseason this year mean?
Yeah, Josh, I think you'll get better football. We're all pros and we do our thing, but with time, I think you get a better product. And so I think that's what you're gonna see this go around from the different teams.
You know, Andy, we talked a lot about the players this offseason using the motivation of last year's Super Bowl loss. In fact, the morning after you guys lost, I said, this is no big deal. This is like blowing a tire on the road. You pull off, you fix a tire, you're back on, and you get this thing going back in the right direction again. And clearly that's what you guys did. That's what they use as motivation. What do you use personally as motivation this season?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, none of us like to lose, and we got our tail kicked. I mean, that was the bottom line. It was a bad day to have a bad day. Learn from it and then move on. So we can all learn from it. And that starts when you look in the mirror. You got to look in the mirror and figure out what you could do better, what you did wrong, what you can do better. And so that's where we all started, including myself. And then you go attack. And so we've tried to do that in a lot of different areas. And we'll see how it worked out. I love the attitude of this football team right now, and we've got a nice challenge ahead of us with Cleveland. But I think everybody's looking forward to it. They've worked their tail off during camp here, and you know they're still cranking.
You know, you said you could have done things better in the Super Bowl. Looking back, what do you think you could have done? Because, you know, when you put the offensive line out there, I was like, man, it doesn't matter. I trust Andy. I trust Andy Heck. In Andy's, we trust, you know, one of those type of things with the offensive line. What could you have done better in that Super Bowl?
Yeah, so listen, I don't blame it on any one person. I've never said it was the offensive line. That's not how we roll, and you're right. It's my responsibility to get the guys that are out there in the right position to make plays and to make it work. And so there were things I could have done better with that and or the way we had our lead up to the game and how we handled the road, you know, that road trip. There were certain things that could have been better there. So I've looked at all of those and tried to work through that and get it right.
Are you amazed that you guys were able to revamp one position group like you have in an offensive line and in one offseason? Looked like a lot to undertake that you got done in a short period of time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Josh, I've been around Brett Veach a long time. Nothing amazes me that he does. And the best part is he's had full support from Clark and Mark Donovan and and the coaches. And so he dug in and did what he thought needed to be done on both sides of the ball and special teams to make us better. So he took it to heart right away and said, listen, I need to do this, just like we did as coaches and players. Brett and his staff did the same thing.
Yeah, and he presented you guys with a lot of new players, especially along that offensive line. And I love the fact you're starting three rookies. I can't wait to see Trey Smith go out there and battle and just start ripping guys' faces off and things like that on the line. He loves that violence. Like, what gives you that confidence to start three rookies on the offensive line?
You know, Bob, I don't think I've ever done it. So it's a new experience for an old dog here. It's a new experience. And really, it's five new guys, period. And just watching Andy Heck work with them and dealing with them, the parts that I deal with them, they've got a great attitude. We've got our second group of guys have all started in the Super Bowl somewhere, whether it's here with the Rams, they've started in Super Bowl, whether it's the first Super Bowl, second Super Bowl, they've all been a part of that. And so we've got good depth is what I'm saying. And guys that we have a ton of confidence in that can go in and play for us. And maybe the one that gets overlooked the most is Reed on the other side of the ball. I mean, I keep saying that he might be the best one of the whole bunch that Veach signed. I mean, it made me very excited because it gives you flex on that side to move guys around. And there's nothing like knowing where a guy's going to line up and you can kind of set the protection in that direction. Well, he gives us the ability to kind of move Chris around and Frank Clark around, whether Chris is inside or outside, and Reed Geron, he can play either inside or outside, do the same thing. So it gives you good flexibility there.
You mentioned Chris, and in a short sample size of Chris Jones on the outside, he looks like he's going 100 miles an hour already. What has impressed you about that move, and how do you think that will pay off come regular season?
Yeah, he's a beast with a big personality, man. He's, you know, you guys deal with him, you know, he's got a unique personality, but when you get down to it, he's a heck of a football player too. And it's good to see him out there and moving around a little bit. He, you know, he's worked hard. You've seen his body change since he got here. He's kind of a pudgy kid. And now he's tapered that thing down and it just gives him great flexibility either inside or outside, but I like what he's done on the outside, Joseph, to answer your question. I really like what I've seen out there.
You know, that was one of the things, Andy, we noticed at training camp. Josh and I looked at each other and went, oh, my gosh, look at Chris Jones. He looks like a V now, like he is cut for that defensive end position. Should I put money on him to win the league MVP this year? Because I think with the way he's talking, he can play. He can go out there and win this thing, right? Take it from Patrick.
Yeah, well, he'll give it a run for the money. He's just got to take it one play at a time and it'll be okay. You know, and he's focused on it. He wants to really do well. And that's how he's handled training camp. I mean, he's been a beast out there.
What about on the other side with Frank Clark? What's the status of him right now?
Yeah, Frank's actually made good progress. He did a little bit of the individual work yesterday and just kind of easing him back in. He got a knot back in his hamstring there, which never is good. And he's worked through that. So he's on the mend, and I think there's a good chance he's ready to roll. So as we go forward.
Chatting with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, of course, you mentioned a little bit earlier, Brett Veach having the support of Clark Hunt and Mark Donovan to be able to go for it. He had a comment with us on the radio broadcast the other night that I thought was kind of interesting. He mentioned that as you know, building pieces around Patrick Mahomes, and that there's, if you got a guy like Mahomes, build around him and go, and your mentality is always going to be kind of go, go, go around him. How big is that as a mentality to know you have a quarterback, a leader that can put you in the mix every single year? And if you guys kind of just continue to put pieces around, you ought to be a contender for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, well, it's great. It's great for the city. It's great for the organization and, excuse me, great for the players. So, and to have a GM that thinks that way and an ownership that thinks that way, I think ends up being very important. So it gives everybody that hope and opportunity that you know you have a chance to strike. And literally every team could be, man alive, you guys are wearing me out here. Or, it gives you an opportunity to, you know, like I said, to strike and gives everybody hope. So it's a great feeling.
Yeah, and it has to be for you too. I can imagine you've got your board there. If you want to show it to us, that's great. We'd love to see it.
I can't show it to you right now.
Not right now. Yeah. We're not putting a video up or anything, but of all the, I kid. But of all the stuff that you've been able to do offensively over the course of your career, how many different things have you been able to try with Patrick that you've never been able to try before or been able to create things that you weren't able to create before?
I'll tell you, but I've been very fortunate, been around some good quarterbacks that you could kind of mess around with and try things. this guy here can do it all. I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot that he's not good at nor wants to be great at. So he wants you to throw everything you've got at him and he wants to try it. And so we do that. I'm blessed to have this great staff of smart guys, and they all put ideas in. I mean, the players put ideas in. We kind of just throw it in a hat, shake it up, and then pull it out. And if it looks good, let's go. Let's run it. And you know, that's the way we roll.
You know, he finally got the, belief from his peers that he is the best player in the NFL. We've been saying that for years, just watching him play. But he finally got that number one ranking by his peers. So he's got that. He's got an MVP. He's got a Super Bowl MVP. He's got the Super Bowl championships. How do you push him in other ways to continue to get better? And what do you tell him when he comes in and goes, what can I get better at, coach?
I got plenty of things for him. So we've got a whole load of stuff that, that he can look at and devour and see if he feels good about it. And, you know, the quarterback's got to feel good, especially in the pass game. They've got to feel good about it, or it's not going to work. So, you keep bringing things to the table. I found in my time that, like, great players want you to give them one more thing to make them even greater than they are. Right. So, we try to do that as a staff. We try to give them things that can challenge him and that he can jump on and ride a little bit, see what he thinks, and if we can take it into a game and use it.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Station.
Do you have a garbage can of plays that you've tried that you don't ever want to see again? Do you have a file folder of those plays too?
No, we just recycle them. They'll come back. You might tweak them a little bit, but they'll come back. I have them all on 3x5 cards, so we just shuffle them up, and sometimes they you know, rear their ugly head again. You know, we just tweak it a little bit here or there.
What is the coolest play you've ever designed?
I would tell you, this is crazy, and I'm not sure I really designed it. Other than the guy gave it to me with 12 players on the field, I moved a guy around, but and off the board. But I had a janitor in Green Bay give me a play, and he was bugging on me every week. He'd come in and tell me, I got this play. It's a great play. So I said, well, draw it on this card. So I gave him a big card and one that we use to show our players, the scout team players, what to run for that week. And so he drew the play up. He did have 12 guys on there, but it, the concept was actually very good. So we ended up putting it in. And in Green Bay back then, before halftime, the janitor, and it was a mom and pop place. They'd come and they'd stand down in the one end zone. And then they'd run up and go clean the suites at halftime. So he's down on the sideline. I'm in the box at this time. And I see him down there and we dial this play up. And the stinking play scores a touchdown. And he's hitting his wife going, that's my play. And she's going, come on, don't tell me that's your play. I mean, I can read their lips from, 100 feet up there. Then his son was all over him about how crazy he was. But that was probably the most fun I've had with a play, is watching that whole thing go through. And then trying to explain to Coach Holmgren that, this play came from the janitor, you know, and he's going, you're out of your mind.
Did you ever ask him for another play, or was he a one and done when it came to that?
No, that was it, man. He was back to sweeping the floor, man.
But it wasn't Wasp, was it? He didn't.
No, it wasn't Wasp. It wasn't Wasp. Wasn't that good? Right.
I was hoping the end of the story became, and then he became the offensive coordinator for dot, dot,
yeah.
dot. I was
hoping that probably was. Did for, yeah, he probably did for the Little League team. Then.
Chatting with Andy Reid, head football coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Mecole Hardman's a guy that got a lot of run during training camp. You talked a lot about him. Patrick talked a lot about him. We focused a lot about him. Is this kind of a make it or break it year for Mecole?
No, I don't know if it's make it or break it. I mean, he's worked so hard at what he does. And you see this with receivers. Every year they get a little bit better as they go. And it's a tough position. You know, it's one that kind of, when you talk about free agency, you don't want to get rid of those guys too fast because they're learning every year and you're spending all this time teaching and you get vested in them. And so he's got all the tools to really be a good player and he's willing to work at it and he's gotten better. So I'm expecting good things from him this year.
Is there a definitive opportunity to take on a new role? I felt like Sammy Watkins was a veteran who everybody – you know, appreciated for being a vet. And he was obviously higher in the pecking order. Now, is there a true opportunity for someone to kind of emerge maybe out of that shadow?
Yeah. I mean, we rotate so many different guys in there. I don't know. We're moving people around, but I would tell you, yeah, but he's going to get obviously more time. But again, we put people in place and then we've got these tight ends. So those guys can have an opportunity to work in and, we got a little bit more flex with personnel this year than we've had with moving different personnels in and out.
How much better can you expect Travis to be this year, knowing that you have three guys that maybe you can count on to kind of give him a break during games, keep him fresh and all that kind of stuff? What are you expecting from the fifth best player in the NFL?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he's got a goal. He's got, he can get five up on that and be right where he wants to be. So it's a nice little goal for him. We put plays in for him, and we're not going to stop doing that. And it's just how everything lies and what defenses try to do to take him out of the picture. You know, we'll still keep trying to design things for him to get open. But he, you know, Travis, I mean, he loves doing what he's doing, and he's great at it. And I wouldn't expect that to change but this year.
Was there a thought to try to kind of reduce his pitch count, though, a little bit and find some help at that spot this year?
Well, you have a little flexibility to do that with the guys that Brett brought in and or have emerged here. I mean, it's we've got some flexibility there. Yeah.
But we've talked lot about the offensive side, obviously, Andy, and the value of some of these guys. But Josh and I talk about it all the time, like Tyrann Mathieu being so valuable from a leadership position on defense. From your perspective where you sit, what do you see in Tyrann as a leader on this team and what he means to this organization?
No, he does a great job with that. And he loves being here. And, you know, I know he's mentioned this, been asked it a few times, but he's working like crazy to see within the crazy salary cap business if we can work everything out and keep him here. You know, I mean, we really want to do that just because of his play and what he's all about as a man. We love him, and I would second all of that as the head coach. I love what he does for this football team. And I was told that by the other head coaches that had coached him, how great he was. And he's been all of that plus.
Eliminating distractions is one of your mantras. How is the last year, I guess, in the world kind of put that to the test?
Yeah, I thought our guys did a great job with that. It's important that you can do that. And I know there's been a little bit of craziness, but I think we've all done that to the best that we can. We might be challenged with it again here. I mean, there have been some new policies that have been presented to us this past week that we've got to work on. And so, we do what we're told to do and then make sure we don't lose focus on the football part of it.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you go. We appreciate the time. I got you going 20-0 this year, so I'm ready to strap in and have a great season with you.
All right, baby. One play at a time. We'll see what we do there. How about that?
Yeah, we'll draw some up for you, too.
Maybe I got some players, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, if you got some good ones, pass them over.
We will. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks, Andy.
All right, take care now.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.